is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 9th of September, 2009. It was on this day in 1904 that James Joyce, 22 years old, took up residence in the Martello Tower, just south of Dublin. James Joyce only lived in the tower for 6 days, but what happened to him there became important material for the first chapter of Ulysses. He left abruptly in the middle of the sixth night after one of his roommates fired gunshots in his direction, which caused pots and pans hanging on the wall to come clanging down on him. He was lying in his bed below all of the cookware trying to sleep. And he used it in the opening scene of Ulysses, which begins, "Stately, plump, Buck Mulligan came from the stairhead, bearing a bowl of lather on which a mirror and a razor lay crossed. A yellow dressing gown, ungirdled, was sustained gently behind him by the mild morning air. He held the bowl aloft and intoned, 'Introibo ad altare Dei.'" One of the roommates was Oliver St. John Gogarty, and the character of stately plump Buck Mulligan was based on him. He was sometimes a friend of Joyce's, sometimes his rival. It was Buck Mulligan in Ulysses who described the great sweet mother, the snot-green sea. The third roommate was Dermot Trench. Trench had a nightmare, and he woke up shouting that he'd seen a black panther, and it was about to attack him. And he took a gun that was sitting near his bed, and he started shooting around the tower, and then lay back down to go to sleep. And Joyce lay there in his bed, terrified. Trench woke up again, screaming about the panther, but Gogarty had taken the gun away from him and said he was going to shoot the panther himself. And Gogarty proceeded to fire shots over where James Joyce was lying in bed. Hit the pots and pans. They fell. They hit Joyce. Joyce got up, put on his clothes, and left and walked 8 miles back to the city center of Dublin. And in the first chapter of Ulysses, Stephen Dedalus says, "He was raving all night about a black panther. Where is his gun case?" "A woeful lunatic," Mulligan said. "Were you in a funk?" "I was," Stephen said, with energy and growing fear. "Out here in the dark with a man I don't know, raving and moaning to himself about shooting a black panther." And today the Martello Tower at Sandy Cove has been made into the James Joyce Museum and refurnished to appear as it would while Joyce was living there all 6 days. Here's a poem for today by James Rice, entitled "My Daughters in New York." What streets, what taxis transport them over bridges and speed bumps? My daughters, swift in pursuit of union. What suitors amuse them? What mazes of avenues tilt and confuse them as pleasure, that pinball goes bouncing off light posts and lands in a pothole on to pop up and roll in the gutter? What footloose new freedoms allow them to plow through all stop signs, careening at corners, hell-bent for the road to blaze straight? It's 10 p.m. in the boonies. My children, I'm thinking, you're thinking, your children are waiting for you to conceive them, while you're in a snarl with my sons-in-law-to-be, who want also to be amazing explorers, beguiled by these reckless night rides that may, God willing, give way to 10,000 good mornings. A poem by James Rice, "My Daughters in New York," from 10,000 Good Mornings, the title of the book published by Carnegie Mellon University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.